So right now I'm sitting here in what was once just a dream. I'm in the little mud brick cottage that's on the back side of our property. And back in the 1960s, there was a potter and a very big, very hairy man that reminds me of my father. They decided to squat on this land. This was council land. This was government land. It wasn't owned by anyone. Essentially, it was just here. And they squatted here with a dream. And what they did was they made the cottage out of mud. The land in our little town of Eltham is mud. It's clay. We really don't have much in the way of topsoil. We've got heaps, and we've got heaps of clay. And that's what they made this cottage out of. Mud brick homes in this area, they're not common, but they're a part of the common heritage here. And this fellow who, the big hairy man, became known as one of the mud brickies of Eltham. He made mud bricks for a living. And the lady was a potter. So essentially, I'm sitting right now in the potter's house, the potter's original house. We've got a little stove in the corner that we just put in, a wood heating stove. It's winter here right now in Australia. Today it's 55 out Fahrenheit, so it's a little chilly, but not too cold. And the wood burner was made in New Zealand, and it's called Pittsburgh. That's the model. I grew up in the States, in Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Pittsburgh. And I'm sitting here in this dream, this cottage that was dreamed up by this old couple. Well, they were a young couple then, probably much younger than me and Victoria are now. And I'm sitting here in their dream, which has become our dream. And I'm sharing with you what we could call the technology of dreaming. We're finding, after years and years of playing with neurolinguistic programming and Neville Goddard and Native American wisdom teachings, some very simple truths about life and some things that are easily seen and often overlooked. And when you learn how to easily see, easily perceive what's often overlooked, your life changes. I'm continuously amazed at the struggle that people insist that they have to go to almost, well, that being happy really doesn't even come to the equation for most people from what I can tell. Not being frustrated or angry might be where they're living from. But what I want to share with you is several technologies, several observations that we've developed with the help of some of my mentors and a lot of what we call dirt time. Dirt time is getting dirty. You know, Neville would say, I need you to be a doer, not just a hearer. You know, that's what you need. You need to do this stuff, not just hear about it. And that's what we call dirt time. Dirt time is me taking the time to rub two sticks together over 2,000 times to make fire. Dirt time is Victoria and I planting trees in the garden for the first 2 years I'm here, and almost every one of them dies, because they didn't have nutrients, they didn't have nutrition. And so a big part of our mission in the garden has been to make soil. And we buy truckloads of cow manure and pea straw and lucerne, and we've got a cement mixer that we mix them in. And we've got a couple different ways that we approach it. Sometimes we use the permaculture methods. But what we're doing is we're making soil, we're making nutrition. And that's what this is, because the trees that we've been planting and the trees that were still barely surviving when we decided our job is to make soil, they're growing like crazy now. We're getting some crazy, amazing growth here for Australia where we live. And it's because of the soil that we're making. So let's start making some soil here for you today. What I want you to do is to imagine an 18-inch adventure, an adventure that almost nobody goes on, but this is the adventure that will change your life in ways that you can't possibly imagine. We started sharing this on our Feel It Real Fun videos on Facebook, and we've gotten two really amazing responses. One, people are doing this. They're noticing this, first of all. They're noticing that most people never complete an 18-inch adventure. with something that they love. And they're also noticing that they need more. The people that are getting it right off the bat are getting some really insane results. This is to help them get even more crazy cool results. And this is for you as well, to learn more about it, to get results, to get more results, and to, well, let's just dive in. So we've got the head, we've got the heart, we've got the belly. And the head and the heart and the belly each have a very particular job that they do. They've got a function that they're really good at. And my guess is it's probably easy for you to notice that we live in a culture where the head is worshipped. The head is, well, the head is prized. The head is a job. The head is, it, by the way, none of these are good. None of these are bad. All of them are useful. But we have to let all of them do their job. So the head has a really simple job. Its job is to say yes, no, good, bad, this or that. White or black. Male or female. The job of the head is to oscillate between one or the other. Do we want a pizza or ice cream? Chinese or Japanese? Do we want to eat in or get takeaway? Do we want to go to a restaurant or get takeaway? The head has that kind of a job to do. The head is good at sorting things. But what the head wants to do is to control everything in the whole universe. It wants to sort it all out. And if you've ever known or ever been someone with control issues, I've been and I've known them, life gets a little crazy when we decide the head is right. You know, the head knows it's right. The head says, I'm right, you're wrong. The head says, I am, therefore I think. And the rest of you knows, I'm sorry, the head says, I think, therefore I am. You get it? I think, therefore I am. A lot of people live by that, and they can't shut up. They can't turn their head off, because they live by, I am, therefore I think. I think, therefore I am. But the rest of us knows, I can think, right? The rest of you knows, I am, therefore I can think. I can also feel. The job of the heart, by the way, is to feel. I love the movie Love Story. I love the movie, well, the Indiana Jones movies, right? Those will make you feel. I love movies that make you feel. I love being with Victoria because I feel something. I love taking our dogs to the dog park and watching them play. The heart wants to feel. By the way, the heart also wants to feel, you know, gun control, politics. The heart wants all that too. The heart doesn't care what it feels. The heart doesn't care if it's up. The heart doesn't care if it's down. The heart just wants to feel. If you think of the movie Love Story, there's love. It's beautiful. There's tragedy. It's terrible. And the heart's going, yes, yes. The brain, I'm sorry, the head. We're going to sort some things out here. The head says, feeling good is good. Feeling bad is bad. And the heart's just going, what do you mean? I just want to feel. Because if you got to sort everything out, is that good? Yes, I can feel it. If it's bad, no, I don't want to feel that. The heart's put in delay. The heart just wants to feel. It wants to feel right now. And then there's the belly. The belly is about being present. The belly is really about, it's what is. The belly is being. With the belly, you notice that you've arrived because you've never ever left. With the belly, you are. There's eternal silence a knowing in the belly. In the belly, you know you're okay. There is no time like the present. Eternally is now. And then the heart notices, the heart. Well, the head thought, that suddenly there's a thought in the head. That was nice, wasn't it? Oh my God, it's over. It's terrible. It was lovely. It was terrible. And the head sorts things out. That's what I wanted. That is why we meditate, to experience silence. So the head makes an observation. And the heart, well, the heart can celebrate. We just experience silence, but the heart can also, oh my God, I wish I could get back there. There's a longing in the heart. There's an anger that the head intruded into the belly. The belly just takes it all as it is. And we sit in the belly. As you're going to discover in this series of recordings, the belly is where it is at. Let's talk about money for a second. All right, let's get extremely practical. How much money do you want? We were talking one day about this. 1 million would be fun, wouldn't it? Right? So me and a client, and they go, well, like 1 million. I don't mean $1 million. I mean 1 million euros because it's worth more. Well, yeah, 1 million pounds is worth even more than 1 million euros. And, well, make it 1 million after taxes. You get how the head keeps going? The head makes up a figure. The head makes up a currency. The head makes up another currency. The head says, well, that's after taxes. So given the amount of taxes, what I have to pay on that, what I really want. And that's in the heart might not even come in. Unless we start asking questions, what do you want the money for? What's your ideal day like? What would you do with that much money? Who would you become? What would be different about you? How would your friends respond? Let's talk about congratulatory conversations. How would your friends look at you differently? How would you see them looking at you with admiration on your success? Of course, there's going to be some that envy you, but that's all right. You'd feel okay with that. The heart would be okay. Notice that we've moved from the head down to the heart, and now the belly. There's a lot of silence. When you know that you are the source of wealth. When you know that you have plenty. Silence. When you know you have plenty of money, you're not asking questions like, do I get the peanut butter I want or the peanut butter that's on sale? Oh my God, we're back up in the head. Do I get the peanut butter that I want or the peanut butter that's on sale? Do I get the coffee that I want or the coffee that's on sale? Or do I wait and get coffee next week when it might be on sale, the kind that I want? I might have enough to make it. And then the heart kicks in. Oh my God, look at you. This is ridiculous. I am not going to do this anymore. The heart's feeling something. And it might just drive you to feel it real. And when you feel it real, there's a knowing down in the belly. So this is our introduction to this 18-inch adventure. We're going to cover it in all sorts of cool ways in the rest of these recordings. But I want you to listen to this a lot, because in this tiny little recording, we've covered it a numerous number of ways. And I promise you, you're going to start hearing and noticing and seeing this and feeling it so much more. Listen to this recording again and again. And the other ones too, because we're really going to dive deep and discover silence. Come back for the next part.